Tony's going to talk about the UAW.
That's a sidewinder. And this is the Taylor Report. CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. The sounds off are those of Phil Conlon. How you doing there, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
We're going to talk to Tony Leah of the of Unifor, a writer and activist. And the theme is going to be this dramatic development of the across the border of the United Auto Workers, which is a godfather of Unifor. The godfather and the godson don't speak anymore. But anyway, there's been an earthquake there in that they've changed the process of electing leaders. So we're going to be getting into that. That'll be about 10 minutes from now. And also later, Phil and I will be going into a couple of three subjects. Well, one, of course, would be the Putin visit to China with the, I got it backwards, the leader of China is visiting Moscow. And President Putin of Russia has been charged by an entity calling itself the International Criminal Court. We'll be talking about that. I'll give you the headline would be
From the Roots Up.
ICC. Oh, somebody is joining us. There we go. They've gone. I didn't even get their license plate. So the International Criminal Court has charged Putin and say they're going to, you know, potentially put him on trial. And to me, they've given him street cred. This is giving, you know, the debate about the world has been sort of getting more and more embarrassing, because the world actually, two-thirds of it in population, far more than that in terms of the actual numbers and countries, but are very unhappy with the Western capitals, and particularly Africa, which has been the target of all the ICC, almost every last person charged, except Duterte of Philippines. And Phil, maybe you remember, was Duterte, they talked about investigating it.
I don't think they charged him.
They didn't bring it to the point of bringing charges.
No, they haven't brought charges. Of course, they did charge Milosevic.
Yes, they charged Milosevic.
But he's an honorary
African.
Well,
no, wait a minute. Yeah. No,
that was the ad hoc tribunal.
We've been living through a kind of a funny period of make-believe courts created by NATO. But the street cred point, and since I said it's only a headline, I just say that the African leaders, particularly Mr. Uhuru of Kenya and others, must be looking to Putin and saying, hey, welcome to the club. Guess what? One of those guys that's called a European got charged. And he would be like a brother, because it's all malarkey. We'll get into that. We'll also want to talk about the matter to do with the so-called controversy or political debate we're having about so-called foreign interference. And while I won't say what our view is at this moment, but because we'll come to it, but just to say that, as far as I'm concerned, the Taylor Report is 100% behind the mayor of Vancouver, Mayor Kim Sim. I got to get his name right.
Yeah, Ken
Kim
Sim.
Ken Sim.
Ken Sim.
Ken Sim.
Yeah.
And also the former member of the provincial legislature and was in the cabinet, the deputy mayor of Markham, Michael Chan. We absolutely agree with them that the problem of interference at this moment appears to be CSIS, not the people that CSIS is allegedly snooping around about. It's CSIS itself, which is causing all kinds of turmoil, and particularly in the city of Vancouver. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. So, Phil, you are following the world. We'll talk a little bit about the World Baseball Series. To me, we're watching a World Series where we're seeing Venezuela, Japan. That's an actual World Series.
That's what it is. Literally, it's national teams in a competition to see who's the best. It's very, very exciting. I wish more of it was available on television and more of it was available at the hours of the day when you can watch it, because, of course, when you play in Japan, it's at 2 a.m. But it's very exciting. And, of course, players that you only know their names and then you see their national identities. We used to have a guy in Toronto named Rowdy Tellez, who was from California.
Yeah.
And whose father was Mexican. So Rowdy Tellez is playing for the Mexican team. And he smashed a game-winning home run the other day. And I thought, wow, that's our Rowdy.
I never knew of this connection until I walked him. I saw him put on a sombrero because he hit a home run from Mexico. Yeah. And I thought, gee, that's Rowdy. Good for him. The other thing that they have, and apparently the new superstar for Mexican fans, is a Rosarena, who knew? Until I saw him in the uniform of Mexico, I never heard any discussion. All the time I've been watching him, he's certainly one of the most watchable players. He's exciting. He runs the bases. It reminds me of Willie Mays or Minnie Minoso or some of these legendary players. When he gets on base, the complexion of the game changes. It's sort of something, an excitement he brings. You were watching the famous play when he rounded third base with a winning run, or go ahead run on a ball in a playoff or World Series and fell down. So he's, in other words, halfway between third and home plate, and he could kind of score easily, except he fell down. And you think, oh, my goodness, it's over. But then he jumped up. And in the process of trying to catch him, somehow or another, the ball went,
Yeah, that's right. The ball
was lost.
Dribbled away.
And he ended up scoring.
He scored, yes.
It had to be one of the happiest things to watch, because it was like, here he is cornered. Yeah. The worst thing that could happen to a base runner, it's going to be a close play at home, and you round the bases and fall down.
But he's one of those guys who can actually panic the defense. And when you panic them, they react too quickly. They'll throw a ball they're not in possession of, and then things go awry.
He can make people error prone.
Yes.
Yes. It's the expression, the shortstop or the second baseman, whoever the infielder is, knows that this guy has more speed than other people. So they hurry the throw. And if you hurry the throw, you've reduced your chances of success by about 50%. And so, Rosarena is very special. And, tonight it's going to be Ohtani, Japan, and Mexico. I mean, I don't know the rest of who else is in the lineup for the Japanese team. Do you know other players?
No, I don't. I guess our guy, Kirk, but I'm not sure he's there. But
Kirk
haven't been a lot of Mexicans.
Kirk is not playing for Mexico.
No.
And I never heard a discussion of why that is.
Yeah. There haven't been a lot of Mexicans in the major leagues in the past 10 years, so it's good to see this beginning to happen. Because there was a time, of course, Mexico is a big baseball country, and when the major league baseball was expanding a lot in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and people were talking about smaller American cities, I said, well, why don't you put a team in Mexico City? What would be wrong with doing that, right? You put one in Toronto or Montreal, right? As far as I know, the idea never came up.
There would be a lot of discussion because Mexico is not a member of the Anglo-Saxon team.
I forgot that was a qualification.
Yeah.